Morning and a good morning. We're continuing with Chayonim Klal Samach Zayin, and we're learning Simon Chavav. Ima'av Roitza L'Sharis Esaben. So a parent many times wants to do something for their child. Now we spoke about the covetous, the child does things for the parent, takes care of the parents. But obviously a large amount of parenting is the parent taking care of the child, and something which a parent wants to do. So even as a child gets older, the parent wants to do such a thing. So is the child allowed to accept the service of the father? Is that considered a lack of kavod to the father, that the parent is doing something for the child? So the parent is serving the child as opposed to the child serving the parent. What's the kavod mimenu? So the it's that's the rutzen of the parents, and that's not a lack of derech eretz and kavod for the child to accept it, the service of the parents. Elim kein ho'av ben Torah, but if the father is a Talmud Chacham, then the child should not accept the service of the father. He's not allowed to accept the service of the father. The belav hochi asa lishtamish ben Torah, because a person is not supposed to allow a ben Torah, allow a Talmud Chacham to give him service. So the child cannot accept such service from the father. This is based on the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says a story where the one of the Amoraim asked his Rebbe that he comes home and his parents want to give him serve him, take care of him. So he said, "You can accept the service from your mother, but your father, since he's a Talmud Chacham, you can't do so." No. And the Gemara says, why? Because then maybe even though he's giving that service, inside he's concerned, he feels that the child doesn't understand who he is. The Ran over there, and his Pirish in the Gemara says, if the father has a very, very strong desire to give the service to the child, then it is mutter for the child to accept the service of the father. And brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shmuel's mother came to the Beis HaMedrash to complain about her son, that her son was not doing Kibud Av V'Im. So they were astounded in Beis HaMedrash that Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, shouldn't be doing Kibud Av V'Im. So they said, well, what is he doing that he shows he's not doing Kibud Av V'Im? He says, when he comes home from Beis Medrash, he's tired, and I want to wash his feet. And he won't allow me to wash his feet. So he's not accepting what I want to do, and that is he's ignoring my desires, and that's an act of a lack of Kibud Av V'Im. So the Chacham in the Beis Medrash told Rabbi Shmuel that he's allowed to, and therefore he's required to allow his mother to wash his feet. Because Ritzonu Shel Adam is El Kavodoy, you want to be mechaber the person. Well, the kavod of the person is what the person wants. If this is what she wants, this is her. She feels this is an act of honor. So then, for her, it is an act of honor. So the Ran derives from this, even though this is clearly the idea of the mother washing the feet of her son, the adult mother washing the feet of her adult son. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel is something which is beneath the dignity of his mother, since that is what she wants. That's how she wants to be honored. She feels it's an honor to wash the feet of her son, the Tana. So for her, it is an honor. So that is how you define the honor for a person based on what they want. So this is the source of that famous phrase, "Rishonu Shel Adam Zeh Kavodo." This is the source. So the Ran continues, and he says that based on this Gemara, if the father truly desires, we can tell that it's not a question of Chol Shadayta, but he truly desires to serve the child, even though the father is a Talmud Chacham, the son is allowed to accept the service of the father. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. There's some who suggest the fact that the Chayyim does not qualify his halacha would indicate he agrees, holds with the Pri Chodesh. The question is, if that's the rutzen of the person, and we're not worried about Chol Shadaita, so why can't he accept the service of the child, which would indicate the Pre-Chodesh says this explicitly? The Mor does not differentiate. The Mor, the Babi, does not bring the story of Yerushalmi, and the Mor does not differentiate in this din. And the Chayyadim seems to bring it unequivocally. So why would that be so? We will talk about that Besos Hashem in the next shir, and then continue on to the next simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.